Now, here's something that may sound like an unusual scientific collaboration. Brain researchers are teaming up with magicians to learn how the mind works. What these two professions are teaching each other is the subject of a new book. It is called Sleights of Mind, What the Neuroscience of Magic Reveals About Our Everyday Deceptions. The world science correspondent Ritu Chatterjee spoke with the authors for her weekly science podcast, and she's here with us right now. Ritu, tell us what this is all about, because you wouldn't think that neuroscientists would have a lot to learn from magicians, because you would think magicians are first and foremost entertainers.
Well, Lisa, you have to remember that magicians, mentalists, and illusionists, they've been playing with the human mind for centuries, long before the first neuroscientists came into the picture. And they know a lot about how our minds work because they're really good at manipulating our perception.
Okay, so scientists themselves, what have they learned?
Well, anyone who's been to a magic show knows that magicians aren't just tricking us. They're also, like you said earlier on, they're entertaining us. And often they do that with humor. And as one of the authors of the new book, Stephen McNick, told me, humor is an important part of how magicians trick us.
They actually choreograph it quite carefully so that you are feeling, as the audience member, the feeling of mirth or humor at very specific times. And that interesting in this is that the magicians know that when you feel humor or you're laughing, your attentional abilities are completely suppressed.
So the humor then becomes the equivalent basically of sleight of hand.
That's right. So while we are laughing, they're swapping cards or, you know, stuffing up a rabbit in a hat or what have you. And Steve McNick says that this phenomenon is something that neuroscientists are just beginning to look at. And understanding that relationship could be important for diseases of the brain like Alzheimer's, which affect both emotions and the ability to pay attention.
I wonder, though, Ritu, if magicians are learning anything from the scientists as well.
Absolutely. Take this British magician or illusionist, Derren Brown, for example, and he has done a little experiment, which our listeners can watch on our website, where he, you know, walked up to them and asked them for directions to, say, a church, and with a map in his hand, and the people start to explain to him where this church is.
See that church down there?
Yep, straight through there.
And just as they start to do that, a couple people walk between these two people with a big board or a poster. When the painting moves away, the person at the other end is no longer Derren Brown, but it's a completely new individual.
So suddenly the person giving the directions does or doesn't notice, whichever, that the person asking for directions is a different person.
They don't notice. And this, most people actually don't notice that this is a different person receiving the directions. And this has been done again and again, and people find the same thing. And in fact, Derren Brown is drawing directly from an experiment done by an American scientist. And this phenomenon is called change blindness. That is, people don't notice changes if there's an interruption that distracts them. So in the video that I was talking about, the interruption was the painting being carried between the person giving direction and person getting the direction.
Again, the video is going to be on our website, theworld.org/science. And this is also where our listeners can hear your entire interview with the authors of the book.
Absolutely, Lisa. Listeners can hear my interview online and ask the authors their own questions. Stephen McNick and Susanna Martinez-Conde were both neuroscientists at the Barrow Neurological Institute in Phoenix. They're guests in our latest online science forum discussion, and the website to listen and participate is theworld.org/science. And that video that we were just talking about is also on the website, along with videos of other tricks.
Okay, thank you very much to the world science correspondent Ritu Chatterjee. Thanks for stopping by.
Thank you, Lisa. And now I will disappear while you watch.
Ritu, thank you.